Today the attribute we will look at is Al-Hafiz, the preserver. In Surah Al-Sabah, that is Surah number 34, Ayah 21, when Allah talks about Shaitan, He says, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ مِمَّنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَقٍّ وَرَبُّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ. He says, and he has no authority over them, but that we may distinguish him who believes in the hereafter from him who is in doubt concerning it. That means Shaitan only has authority over one who has doubt concerning the hereafter. And Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ. And your Rabb is the one who is the preserver of all things. Al-Hafiz is derived from the root word hifz, which means to safeguard something or someone. Its antithesis is sahur, to forget or forgetfulness or negligence. A book is called hafiz because its contents safeguard records of actions and statements from being lost. Al-Hafiz in essence very much maintains the existence of everything that exists. He safeguards contradictory elements against overwhelming one another, such as what is hot and what is cold, what is moist and what is dry, qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Had he not safeguarded them by neutralizing them once and by increasing the amount of what diminishes thereof another, they would not have been able to coexist with one another. Al-Hafiz has a stronger meaning than Al-Hafiz, because in essence, Al-Hafiz means two things. One is that it is the opposite of oversight or forgetfulness, and its meaning is derived from knowing. When we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards things, we mean that He knows them in all their quantities and all their delicate detail, and that such knowledge is not ever altered by oversight or negligence or forgetfulness. The other meaning is that Al-Hafiz safeguards things against loss. He guards them, and all his characteristics and perfections are above extinction. In Ayat al-Kursi, which we read all the time, he says that the preservation, their hifadat, does not tire him. When we say, وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا, when we say that means the hifadat does not tire him. He will, even when he talks about the Quran in Surah Al-Hijr, he says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, we have revealed the reminder, and we will most surely be its guardian. That's ayah number 9, incidentally. So he protects against alteration, distortion, or any tampering with his sacred text. And here, obviously, it is applied particularly to the Qur'an. So how are we supposed to think? What is the picture that we draw in our minds, we feel in our hearts, when we think Al-Hafiz? Think of a preserver who doesn't rub out anything, except when we ask for forgiveness and the sins are rubbed out so that they're never shown again. But righteousness is always preserved. It's always there. One who safeguards his, therefore we are under his protection. We are his abd. Once you attach yourself to him, he takes over protection. So when we think of Al-Hafiz, think of the best security system in the world and the hereafter that no one can touch. Put yourself in that security system. Subscribe to it by praying. The subscription is praying our salah, doing our wajibat, and more important so, adhering to taqwa. Now who is Abdul Hafiz? Abdul Hafiz, one who has implemented Al-Hafiz in his or her life, is protected in all his states, actions and words, outwardly and inwardly, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The protection of Allah over him or her is so strong that whenever he or she wants to say something, it is through the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it reflects, this protection reflects to those around him or her, those who know or touch him or her. It's important to understand that it vibes out. There is a feeling of righteousness, a feeling of security that needs to be able to move out. So in essence, it's one who reawakens his heart from inattentiveness. It is one who makes his heart like a preserved treasure of secrets. So he takes courageous stands. He safeguards his senses against committing sins, protecting his heart against anything that will spiritually harm it. There's a wonderful story that might help to understand. One day, during the time of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, a nobleman ran into his court and said, Ya Nabi Allah, he was so pale and he was anguished. And he told Ya Nabi Allah, I am really worried. And Prophet Sulaiman said, what's happened? And he said, you know something? The angel of death, Israel, has looked upon me in great anger. So what do you want? Prophet Sulaiman said. He said, you have command over the wind, Ya Nabi Allah. Command the wind to take me to India. It may be that going there, I might be able to be saved from the anger of Israel. So Prophet Sulaiman orders the wind to bear him swiftly over the waters to the depths of India. The following day, when his court was in session, Israel comes to the court of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Prophet Sulaiman tells him, did you look on that mu'min with such anger that you drove him away to a faraway place so he was a stranger from his own home? And Israel said, I didn't look upon him with anger. I was astonished when I passed him. It was a look of amazement because Allah had commanded me saying that on this day, that is today, you will seize his soul in India. And I thought myself in wonder, even if he had 100 wings, for him to be in India today is a far journey. And the moral, in essence, is to ask, from what shall we run away? From who? From ourselves? It's impossible. We cannot run away. We might as well put ourselves in the protection of Al-Hafiz. If you wish to be safe from any kind of hostility, from any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even those who are maybe frightened of the creation of the jinn, then every day make it a habit of reciting Ya Hafiz 10 times. It's not that difficult. And once you make it a habit, it'll be good. It protects from calamities as well.